Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down W-A to the Y-S. We the best, yeah we fight. Not a test, our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local online radio, independent everything.
Here we go.
Oh, I forgot. I had lead today. My bad. Sorry. I thought you meant like lead after you did introduction, but it's quite all right. You are tuned in to another episode of Independent Everything. Today is Wednesday, the 10th of June. And I know I sound excited, but I'm really not excited because tomorrow's the last day of school. But I am Nikia Qualis. I am the executive A&R for Metals Music Records, Metals Music Entertainment Management, the owner of the online shoe boutique, Shoes in Motion, and the owner of In Motion Events. I am a certified wedding planner, event planner, travel consultant. Joined today with my other host, Ron the Hybrid One. He is the executive of Metal to Music Records. He is a nerve DJ. He's my nerve DJ. He is a global producer, an international voiceover artist. I feel like it's Thursday night and I'm doing our normal still, but it's not. It's Independent Everything. And how are you today, sweetie?
I'm doing just great. I guess I need to do this because you weren't aware. Since you had stepped over to the big mic, you didn't see the teleprompter. But let me do this real quick. While I'm it's National Iced Tea Day, so I'm having lemonade in honor of National Iced Tea Day. So salute to the creators of Ice-T. Even at the age of 9, Harlem, New York native Sean Price Baker was on the path to stardom. Inspired by Harlem greats like Imran, Big L, Maze, and others, Price and a few friends from his neighborhood started a rap group. They borrowed a tape recorder and put their money together to buy a cheap mic in the local corner store to record their songs. Always looking impressed. Wait a minute. Okay, always looking impressed, I guess to impress his classmates, in particular the ladies. Price and his group would perform at school in the cafeteria on lunch break or during class, gym class. Mr. Price, you there?
Yeah, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, we were actually, as I said, as Nikia went around the big mic, she didn't see the teleprompter and see that you had actually called in. We were wondering where you were.
I knew he was here because I see all of his fans retweeting his interview right now. So I knew he was up here.
Okay. Well, I lived in Harlem for a while. I lived 143rd Grand Concourse, Malcolm X Projects. I went to IS-10. My sister went to PS-23.
Not to cut you off, but that's my block.
That's your block?
Yeah, y'all live on 143rd and 8th.
Oh, man, what's up, homie? Yeah. Black Daggers in the whole nine, bro. Black Daggers in the whole nine. Yeah, I did a spin up there, man, as a youth, man.
That's crazy. It's a small world.
Yeah. I actually went back many years later to visit, man, and I was so distraught, man, because my building, man, was all, you know, like burnt out and, you know, dope fiends in the foyer and everything, man. It was really, really disappointing, man, to see how bad my neighborhood had went down, man. What's it like up there right now?
I mean, they kind of like they kind of fixing it. Like the buildings is getting like restructured and like it's basically like coming together. Like it's not like a lot of abandoned buildings no more. Like basically like it's coming together. Like the neighborhood's getting more safe, more police around, stuff like that.
Yeah. What about my building, Malcolm X Project? You ever go over that area?
To where?
Malcolm X Project.
Malcolm X? That's right there on 7th, right? 7th Avenue?
Right.
Yeah, those are getting kind of like fixed up too. Like it's like in the same kind of, I'm not going to lie, it's in the same condition in a way, but like it's not a lot of activity going on. Like it's not a lot of activity going on, I'm going to put it like that.
Okay, I got you. Okay. All right. Nakia, why don't you jump in here and do your thing, and then whatever you don't touch on, I'll come back and touch on with Price.
Nakia probably won't touch on a lot today because I am just, I don't know, I'm out of it today. But I do want to say thank you for joining us today on Independent Everything. Again, we extend our humble apologies for the mix-up last week. As I'm sure you heard, my father passed away in New York, and Franz had a little bit of technical difficulties due to the weather and the internet. So again, we apologize for last Wednesday, but I'm so glad that you were able to get rescheduled for today. I'm going to jump right into this. Price. Why the name Price?
Basically because, like, when I was younger, all I loved was, like, to get money and just, like, really basically like just get money and just look expensive, like, because like from the culture I come from, like in New York and in Harlem, like that's what we like to do. Like it's like a big fashion show, like up there everybody wanted to have like the flyest kicks, the flyest cars, everything. So basically when I was on my way down in Virginia, I was like, you know what, like I gotta figure out a name. So then the people I used to hang around, they're like, yo, you know what, we're gonna call you Price. Like first it was Price Tag, then I dropped the tag and I just left it Price.
Okay, so now do you uphold your name at this point?
Yeah, like I like fancy stuff. Like I still like fancy stuff. I still like dress nice, stuff like that. So I would say yeah.
Does that affect the type of music that you bring to your people?
Like I make sure that my name reflects off like my music and what I represent. Like I represent just basically like this flyness, like dopeness. Like I don't really get into like the whole violence and stuff like that. I'd rather talk about the dope stuff that we can get out of this.
Okay. What type of genre of music?
Hip hop and R&B.
Hip-hop and R&B?
Yeah.
If you had the opportunity to perform with any hip-hop or R&B artist living today, who would you want to be on stage with?
If I could choose two, I would say either Chris Brown or Trey Songz. Like, I definitely think that'd be a good performance.
Well, why Chris Brown?
Cause like he like kind of like represent what I represent. Like he like the ladies, he like to turn up, he like to party, and then on top of that, like to top it off, he makes dope music.
But as far as the troublemaking goes, you're not down with that, right?
Nah, I don't really get into all that. Like I'd rather stay away from that.
Now you have you're no longer in New York, correct?
No.
How has the scene changed for you musically? The difference in what you experienced in New York versus what you experienced in Virginia versus what you experienced in Atlanta.
I feel like New York got more of like of a hardcore sense, like. Like people talk about actually what they go like what's going on around them. So and like if that's what's going on around them. You talking about it's gonna be more of like of a hardcore sense. Virginia seems like it's more like laid back and like in the music scene it's more laid back and like for example, Well, better yet, the whole DMV, for real, like, for example, like, Wale, like, he real laid back, cool. And then, like, Atlanta just always turns up. Like, when I went out there, I was like, oh, my God. Every night it just turns up. Like, every night was turned up.
Now, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to read his bio in its entirety on our page, you had a hit with a former member of the YMCMB?
Yeah, Lil Chucky.
How did that come to pass?
Basically, like my manager was real cool with his manager, which is his father. And one night, like, we was all together, and basically, like, he heard a couple of my records. He was like, yo, you dope. So he sent some of the records to Lil Chucky, and Lil Chucky said the same thing. So basically, we just linked on, like right there. Like when I went back to VA, I sent him the record. I think he was in Atlanta, and I sent him the record. Like, he hopped on it, like, that same night and sent it back. And after that, it was just history. We knocked that out, and it turned up.
Catapult you to a different level of stardom?
Most definitely. Like, right after I did the song with him, like, I definitely started seeing, like, a notice in, like, my fan base and a notice in just, like, how people, like, perceive my music. So, yeah, definitely, it definitely took me to that next level.
How do people perceive your music? You mentioned that, you know, you stay away from the violent type of lyrics. You're more of a ladies man, flashy type of gentleman, but are they able to relate to the things that you talk about on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, in a way, because it's like everybody, like, turning up, everybody, like, having a good time. Like, cause I know, like, a lot of the trap music is in right now. Like, that's what a lot of people talk about. But I feel like if I talk about something different, maybe that'll show people it's more than just, I mean, trapping, and it's more than just violence. So people definitely take like a good sense to it. Like, it feels fresh to them in a way.
Are you working on your first solo effort entitled Price of Fame? Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you have a specific release for that?
Can you please repeat that? It sounds like your phone's breaking up.
Do you have a tentative date for your release of Price of Fame?
We aiming to release it most likely at the end of this, at the end of the summer. That's what we aiming for, but if not, most likely it's going to be out by fall.
What type of tracks can your fans, followers, friends expect to hear on Price of Fame?
They hit a transition from, like, how we spoke about earlier about the transition from New York to VA to Atlanta. Like, they hear, like, all that in the music is falling from going from the violence to actually to, like, where I'm at now in a good sense as far as I'm, like I'm just turning up and just having a good time.
You know, you mentioned that your fan base grow differences when you recorded with Lil Chucky. What piece of advice would you be for aspiring artists who are just stepping into the scene, those who have been here for a little bit but, you know, have come across a few hard knocks? What piece of advice would you give to them today?
Just keep going. Like, no matter what obstacles you face, just keep going, keep putting out the music that you like. Like, and just stay true to yourself. Like, don't try to follow a trend. Like one thing I tell everybody, like, this is what I stand by, like, stand for and represent. Like, basically, like, it's cool to be not cool. Like, just because something is cool at the moment, you can stand out. Like, it's cool. Like, that's cool, too. Because, of course, there's still going to be more people around you that's just exactly that same way. Because there's a lot of people out here that's actually scared to be themselves. So if they see you being yourself, then they can be like, well, I could do that, too.
I like that. I'm definitely not afraid to be myself. Again, I want to thank you for joining us on Independent Everything today. I'm going to turn it back over to Ron.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, let me just get right in here because one of the things I did want to touch on, even though Nakia did pretty much cover an array of issues that I wanted to, you know, pull out of you. Who's your manager right now?
My manager, he go by Brandon Carter.
Brandon Carter.
He's exclusive management.
Okay. And what's the name of the management company?
Exclusive management.
Exclusive. Okay. And you said you did, you know, did, I guess you did a couple of shows with Lil Chucky based on the fact that you did Money Kisses with him as well. And from that, you saw your fan base grow. So I have to assume that, you know, performing not only with someone that already has a little bit of recognition, but just performing, period, is essential in growing your fan base. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. Definitely agree.
Okay. And you said the scene down there in Atlanta is just turned up all the time. Do you do a lot of shows in Atlanta right now?
Not at the moment because I came back. But when I was down there, I did like a whole lot of shows. I did like a whole lot of shows in different clubs and like different artists and stuff like that.
Okay. Are you open to collaborate with other artists? Because we've got a gang of artists, man. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you and I'm looking at your pitch and everything. And I would love to see you do a collab with the Louisiana Boys, both of them, both Black Girl, who signed the Metal and Music Records, and also Team Dope, the three amigos, three amigos that I call them, out of Oakdale, Louisiana. I think it'd be great if you guys would hook up and do a couple of collaborations. I'm going to try to make that happen. And how do you, as far as people approaching you for collaborations and things like that, how do you go about it? What's the best way to get in touch with you and hook up with you to be considered for, you know, a collaboration?
Usually, I'm very active on Twitter. I mean, so like, if I see somebody hit me and they ask me for a collab, I'll definitely, go on a DM and we'll discuss, like, what we need to discuss it, then we'll just go from there.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna make sure that I think I'm already following you on at least 12 of my Twitter accounts. I'm following you, and we'll have to make sure that I hit you up and try to put this thing together, because I'd love to see you and, like I say, Team Dope and even Black Girl do a collaboration. I think it'd be something special.
I'm definitely open for that.
Okay, have you done any collaborations with any females?
I'm actually working on a record with a female out in Atlanta. Her name is Selena Lena. Like, she a dope artist too. Like, y'all just check her out too, like, whenever y'all get the time.
Okay. What's her name again?
That's going to come soon. Her name is Selena Lena.
Selena Lena. You got that, Nakia?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to check her out and get her in rotation. You know, I don't have your music. I was looking for it. I was looking for it last night because I was going to blast your music on the music video show, you know, that airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And I realized I didn't have any of your music.
Oh, wow.
Do I, Nakia? Nakia, I don't have any Price's music.
You should.
You sent it to me?
What's the track with TJ?
It's called Doing It.
Huh? What's the name of it?
It's called Doing It. Like, remember the old school record by LL?
Yeah.
Yeah, we remixed that and basically like put it like in an up-to-date version.
And that's with TJ and them?
Yeah, TJ
yeah.
Moore.
Okay, I got to go back and look because I was looking at it under a price file. And I didn't have a price file. Anyway, I want to make sure, man, that you get me, get me all of your music so I can get you in rotation on allthingsrons.com radio for sure, and then share it also with the other our other partner stations. We've got a lot of stations that we kind of partner with. We share music and those kinds of things. And then definitely, if you're not on the Nerve DJs mixtape sites, man, I'm going to turn you on to the Nerve DJs mixtape site. It is the largest coalition of DJs in the world. And you can go viral real quick messing with the Nerve DJs. I am a Nerve DJ. And shout out to Johnny O and Big Hef and all of the Nerve DJs around the world. But I want to make sure you get, you know, are aware of that, man. And if you don't have any music posting and spinning on that site, you need to get it over there, man, because, the Nerve DJs are real known for taking artists viral really, really quick around the world. So it's a good look. Okay. I also wanted to ask you, are you like right now you're independent. Are you looking to sign with a major? What's your game plan? I mean, like short term, you know, next year, where do you see yourself? And then maybe, you know, 5 years down the road, where does Price see himself? And where's Price trying to go with his music?
Like, I would definitely love to sign with, like, a major. Like, I don't really think there's nothing wrong with it too much. Like I would love to sign, like, to RCA or Sony or, like, one of them big major companies. I definitely would, like, me personally. Like, that's what I'm going to really aim for as far as, like, signing with a major. And then as far as, like, where I see myself in 5 years, I definitely want to be beyond music. Like I want to be in a good space with my music where, like, I'm known, like, but hopefully all over the world. And basically just, like, I want to take it to the next level because I know, like, with the music business, it's more than just music. Like, you can get into other fields. You can get into, like, acting. You can get into the business part of it. Like, it's, for example, with Jay-Z, like, how he owned the Nets. I mean, so, like, it's way more that like, you could do within this music industry. So
right.
I definitely want to at least become, like, some type of mogul.
Right, I got you. You want to cover all the platforms, man, and that's a good goal to have because, you know, the music ain't always going to be there. And so you got to set yourself up so that you've got other entities and platforms in which you're building your brand and getting out there and bringing income in. Okay, also, while we're talking about branding yourself, so how old are you now, Price?
I'm 22.
You're 22, yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, and so you are looking to maybe in the very near future maybe get into some acting?
Yeah, cause I know, like, when I was younger, like, I did, like an acting gig. It was like a safety system thing, so I'm definitely looking to get into some more acting as well.
Are you going to return to Atlanta?
Yeah, most definitely. Like hopefully I'll be out there this summer.
Okay, because we've got some connections there in Atlanta that would love to have you come over and get involved with what they're doing as far as the movie scenes. We're actually in the process right now of doing a soundtrack to a movie called Strawberry, Chocolate, and You. It is being put together by G-Wiz Productions, LLC. She is an up-and-coming movie producer. She's done a bunch of acting herself. She does commercials, does everything, but she's now on the other side of the camera, and she just put this film together, and we were fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time that she approached us about doing the soundtrack. But she's there in Atlanta, and there's many, many other avenues in Atlanta that we're associated with in regards to doing some things in film. And I definitely want to turn you on to that because I think Gigi would love to have you do some things with her. She's always looking for, you know, up-and-coming talent that she can put in front of the camera. So we want to make sure we turn you on to that. And you've got all the info to get in touch with us via Nakia, and she has all the info. Actually, Nakia is her co-host on Saturdays on their program that is called Sexy Saturdays, the Artist Loft Sexy Saturdays, which is hosted by Gigi and Nakia. So, we're a real tight family. Yeah, and so you may want to make sure Nakia gives you that info to get in touch with Gigi. I think she's got an upcoming project after she finishes this one that she's looking for some talent to put in front of the camera. So make sure you get in involved with that. We're coming up on about 6 minutes, and I got so much more I'd like to bring out and talk to you. This is one of those times when the show should be an hour, but I want to give you plenty of time to articulate to our family, friends, and fans how they can, you know, even if it's just the regular old Lojo fan that just wants to connect with you, how they can connect with you deeper. Also, keep in mind that this is broadcast on iTunes. It's also on TuneIn and Stitcher. You never know who's going to be listening, who's going to come back and listen. So you want to articulate to them the business entities as well as to how they can connect with Price and maybe approach him for, you know, some business opportunities. So if you would, go ahead. You got the mic, Price. Go ahead and tell the fans how they can connect with you, like, follow, whatever, with Price.
Gotcha. You can follow me on Twitter at Official Price, Official PRYCE. I'm on Instagram. You can follow me at PRYCE. Jones, Price Jones. I'm also on Facebook as well. You can follow. Well, you can be friends on there too. You can follow me. It's Price Jones.
Price, what's the Price? What?
It's Price Jones. P P-L-Y-C-E Jones.
Jones on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And so is there a phone number, like a management number maybe or something that you can give out to those that may want to, you know, want to get in touch with you immediately? Is there a phone number for your management company or you or whatever, just a phone number that maybe someone can reach you that wanted to get in touch?
Yeah, you can reach my manager, but this is a number that you can reach him on. It's 314-484-5392. Again, that's 314-484-5392. And you go by the name of Brandon Carter.
Brandon Carter, shout out to exclusive management, Brandon Carter. Listen, I do want to, like, again, I want to reiterate the fact that we would love to, you know, do some collaboration with you. There's some collaboration really opening up for us, not only here in the States, but also, of course, in Europe. Big time, we got some things that are working that are going to be huge in the coming weeks. Also, I want to shout out again to all the powers that be at 109.1 at Real Vision Radio. I want to shout out to Mr. Peacock, shout out to Mr. Fuller, Mr. Hatch, all those things that are coming down the pipeline with those guys, man. It's just getting greater, 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 greater. I love the fact that we can come together and grow as a people and then help each other, you know, to do this thing on a greater level. And I hope that no matter what happens, we continue to be able to do this without having to charge everybody that comes on our show and all that, all those kinds of things. It's just great that we can do this and help promote, you know, artists without having to charge them, as it seems to be the prevalent case across the industry. It just makes it really cool that we can do this without having to do that. I do want to give a plug real quick. There are a couple of singles that we've just released as far as Metal Music Records is concerned. One of those is called Raindrop. It is from the one, the only, The Hybrid Queen. It is available now everywhere. Also, On My Own from Team Dope. Please go get that single. It is available now everywhere, including Google, Amazon, iTunes, Tidal, Beats Music, you name it. It's there, Spotify. Please go get it. If you can't buy it, stream it. Also, brand new Home Of, which features Young Fallen Angel of the CME, Camp Metal Music, CME, and Black Earl, Metal Music Recording Artist, Black Earl. So that Home Of is available. I saw it hit Spotify, I think, last night, and Amazon or somewhere. But it'll be available everywhere in the next couple of days. It's called Home Of, brand new from Young Fallen Angel, following up his EP that he just released, his EP, Walk In My Shoes. And, of course, I want to give a special shout-out and salute to Free Agent. She just released her solo project on the Psycho Music Group label. I know it is available at the Nerve DJ's site right now. Look forward to be available everywhere soon. Voice is working out all of the kinks in regards to her distribution module that she's got on Psycho Music. You know, she's the CEO of Psycho Music, and she is also Voice, a true go-getter. She just released her fifth volume for 2015. It is called Simplicity. Simplicity is now available everywhere. I know it's available on Amazon, Google Play, iTunes. It's available on Spotify, RDIO, Tidal, Beats Music. Please go support these artists. And like I say, salute to Voice for releasing her fifth volume. She's on a quest to release a album a month. She's got five under her belt. She's working on her sixth as we speak. Also, according to Nakia Cullis, we may be getting Mr. Delshawn Mays back at the end of the month, back to co-host the Independent Everything Show with us. That is Delshawn Mays of the Bars Crew. Look for the Derby project to be finished by the Bars Crew really, really soon in distribution. And a plethora of other projects that are coming out from Metal Music Recording Artists. So, shout out to Metal Music Recording Artists and Associated Artists. Shout out to Sassy Ann. Hold your head up, girl. It's going to be all good. Real talk. And Nakia, closing words?
Speaking of the UK, I just want to say a big congratulations to urban pop, R&B, hip-hop artist Jake Aldridge. Out of the United Kingdom, he won the daily hip-hop jam competition in Chicago. The first European artist to do so. Jake will be with us live from the UK on the 21st of June right here, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you don't miss that interview.
real talk. Glad we are connecting deeper with our UK friends over there, like Sassy and several other artists, like Three Words out of Germany. We're doing some things with Three Words as well. We're trying to expand our influence all over the world, starting with you. Today we've been live with the one, the only, Mr. Price, that is Sean Price Baker. Look for Sean Price Baker to be in a city near you soon, doing some touring. Look for new music from him, and definitely look for collabs with Melon Music artists and Melon Music recording artists with Mr. Price. Look for his Price of Fame coming at the end of the summer, no later than the fall. Please support this artist. Real talk. This has been another episode of Independent Everything. Until the next time you guys do an independent, do it like everything. Price, any last words?
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that supports me, man. And shout out to Independent Radio as well.
Real talk.
Independent Everything and all that.
Yeah, that's what that is. We'll definitely have you back. As a matter of fact, we need to get you over on. We're gonna get you over on the music video show, especially when you get ready to release this Price of Fame. We want to feature you over there and then feature and premiere that project. Okay.
Got you. That'll be a good look.
Real talk. Until next time, y'all know what it is. Love, peace,
and happy.
There
Bye.
It is. We'll holler.